Blog Talk Radio.
Oh snap, I done found my own swag. Oh snap, I done got my own bag. Oh snap, I done pulled up in that jag. Oh snap, fix your face, you look mad.
Hey, 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 you guys. Yes, we made it back in here. Another Thursday, 2020 Vision is back on. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited. You know, we're going to just spend some time talking to you today. I have my co-host with me, Mr. Edouard. We're going to talk about Grammy nominations. We're going to talk about spirituality and relationships. We're going to just talk today. Hey, let's talk. But in the meantime, 2020 Vision, turn up, baby. Yes. Yes, yes, it is. So y'all know how I like to do before I get started. Want to do my shout out. First of all, I want to shout out the father of my children. It is his birthday today, but he is in heaven, so rest in heaven on your birthday. I can't even imagine him at this age, and I'm not going to tell y'all what the age would be, but happy birthday, Joshua Bruce. I also want to shout out my children, starting with my son, Yahshua, Rachman Bruce, rest in heaven as well. Son, I love you always to infinity and beyond. Also want to shout out DeAndre, also known as YP Dreski, baby. So we'll be hearing some things from him in a few seconds here. Also want to shout out my son, Malik Montgomery, my baby son, and my other son, Tyshawn Cook. Just want to shout you all out, let you guys know I am so proud of you. Mommy is so proud of you, proud to be your mothers or your mother. Mothers? Why do I say mothers? So sometimes you got to be the mama and the daddy sometimes, so I mean, maybe that's why I said mothers, one of their mothers. Who else? I feel like I'm, all right. And then my new extended family, I almost forgot. How could I forget? I want to shout out little Louis LeGrant. Shout you out. He's in Memphis. What school is he attending?
Memphis
State?
Yeah, East Memphis.
And what is he, a high jumper?
He's the fifth highest jumper in the nation.
In the nation. What is he can jump 6 point, what is it?
6'2".
6 point.
Six
inches.
So 73 inches.
My God. From the ground, y'all. And just, and you know, he's doing this thing. Shout out to you. We're proud of you.
Dad
is proud of you. As well as Jacora LeGrand.
Jacora.
Yes, yes. She just got accepted to, what's the school? You know what? If you're watching, baby girl.
I didn't forget.
If you're watching, baby girl. We love you.
I didn't forget.
She's another one of my Hello Kitty superstars. Shout out to you, Jacora. We're going to celebrate you. We're going to celebrate you all year. Congratulations. We also have Micah LeGrant hailing from St. Louis, and he's doing his thing. We're looking forward to his graduation in a couple of years, but he's doing his thing. Shout out to you, Micah LeGrant, spelling your name in the universe. And last but not least, Savati, I call her Vati Ati, little six-year-old on fire, kindergarten, right? Or no, she's going to first grade.
She's going to first grade next year, but she's doing kindergarten right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope. And my babies, Nevaeh Bruce, love you. Eli Bruce, love you. Amari Bruce, love you. All right, you guys. Now, you know what? I promised you guys a little action from YP Dreski. Can you show that for me, Tony?
You know, it's rocking all night.
Rocking all night.
Oh, damn. With the love. Shawty came in with Do a few laps around the bitty in a Benzo. We was hopping up, popping, pippin' in that Kenzo. Mixtapes jumping out the trunk like Nipto. All black Batmobile, no rental. All white bitch got the tricks going mental. I just wrap my wrist in VVS, I got a brick on. I might let the bitch hit the cup just to sip though.
Yeah. Shout out to YP Dracy and CZ NASA. If you haven't copped that mixtape yet, go do that. It is called Player Shit. It features some of my favorite songs like Swerve, 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 Swerve. That's my own little thing I added to it. And then the other one is All I Can Say Is Whoa When I Do the Thing. I can't say all what he be saying, but y'all go check that out. That's on Player Shit. But anyway, shout out to YP Dracy. Coming to a venue near you real soon. Y'all better recognize. What else? Let's see. Where am I at? Going really fast. Okay. Without further ado, let's get to those TikTok videos. What we got first, Tony?
That's on purpose.
It really does, because you could have.
Just because I go back to sleep.
Yes.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning and then I go back to sleep. So I did it on purpose.
Yeah, because you wanted to go back to sleep.
I didn't want to go back to sleep. I fell asleep. I was tired. I didn't want to. I wanted to get up.
Then get up.
Well, my body laid me down.
Y'all need to get over that.
I'm cool. She said I went to sleep on purpose. How do I go to...
He always does this. He never tells the truth, and he always breaks his promises.
She's a runner. She's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain. She can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna...
You know... Since we're going to be talking about relationships, I wanted to show that. And that's like the junior version of like, I'm okay. Yeah. In our adult household. I'm going to say it. I'm going to put myself on blast. Yeah, we have those type of conversations. And, you know, you're always trying to plead your case. You're always trying to plead your case.
I mean, I think most men do, though, to make,
famous thing I say to you when I hear you trying to plead your case?
You know, there's so many.
It starts with a D.
Don't lie.
That's a big one. That's the first one. Okay. Woo! Wait a minute. Give him a hand clap for that, Tony, because I would never thought. But it was the other one. Yeah. To protect and defend. Oh my God, where are you today?
You stuck me like you said.
I said you don't have to. You don't have to defend yourself.
Oh yeah, basically don't defend yourself. But I mean, it's not a defending. Is it a defending?
You're always trying to defend yourself.
If it's a defending, if an individual is just saying, hey, what you're saying it is, that's not what it is. That's not my intention.
That's what be happening.
Yeah, sometimes. I ain't going to say every time.
You know, if you would disarm me very quickly if you've ever said that, but you don't say that. Anyway.
Tony, how you doing today?
He can't help you. He on my side. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But anyway, your people in St. Louis and all that.
There he is.
Okay. Your people here too, though.
That's what's up.
I'm your people. Okay. Who sent that in, Tony?
Meek2k.tv.
Meek2k.tv. Shout out to you. Great content. Love it. Thank you for sending these things and putting this type of content up. I love it. I love it. I love it. Keep doing your thing. What do we got next, Tony?
Then we get cheese pie, tingle, tingle, mangle. And she just fucking electric on the shit on the good.
I don't know what she said, but it was adorable. All of it.
She pledged allegiance to the fucking flag.
Right. She said, because the rest of that shit is jargon. I mean, that's how I took it. How'd you take it?
Exactly how she said. I pledge allegiance to the fucking flag. Shit.
She was so cute. Mm-hmm. I would have never got her in trouble. I would have never. She could have said it over and over again. Who sent that in?
Official underscore Yudi.
Official underscore Yudi. Shout out to you, Yudi. Adorable, adorable.
Or dorbs.
Who we got next?
Do not expect your woman to be everything you want her to be when you're not being everything she needs you to be. Just like a man needs respect to feel love, a woman needs love to feel loved. When you don't take care of your woman, you don't take care of yourself because she's going to cause you problems. I don't mean that she want to leave you, but she's not happy and she's going to pout and throw tantrums and she's going to show you different ways of letting you know that I'm not okay. Water your plants, man. Make her feel important. Make her feel important. You need to make her feel like a priority. Give her attention. Give her affection. You need to make time. And if you're not loving on her and you're not nourishing her and giving her the proper maintenance that she needs, man, she's going to go bad on you. It's only a matter of time, I promise you. And that creates more problems in your life because if she's distracting you, then that's less attention and less energy that you're putting in the other pots that you need to be watering. You got to build the business. You got employees. You got investments you got to make. You got overtime that you got to put in at the job.
Yeah. At the risk of being redundant.
Shit, he helped me.
Huh?
He helped me. Oh, yeah.
The fierce one is in the building. Go ahead.
It makes sense what he said. I mean, some of it I already knew, but, you know, the other part he said, where he was saying, you know, it's like you got to put in work, you got employees. That makes sense.
Okay. You know okay, so how did that resonate with you?
I mean, when he said you can't expect your woman to be everything and you're not being everything you want her to be.
Right.
And you're not being what she needs you to be.
Okay.
Then how can you expect her to be everything that you want her to be? Because she needs love to be everything you want her to be.
All right.
You feel what I'm saying?
You sound good right now.
Do I?
Oh, man.
Shit.
You talking good shit right now. You sound real good right now. I hope you keep this energy up when we get home. That's all I'm saying. You guys, my girl, my ace, coon, boom, my road dog, one of the original players in the
game.
Just walked in the building. She was here at the beginning of 2020 Vision in the conception and the conception of the show in 2020, March 2020, almost anniversary for what? 3-year anniversary to almost to the date. She is a actress. I think comedian. She's going to hurt me because I'm saying it out loud, but she's funny as hell. The model, the fashion designer, the fashion guru, the fashion icon, the show producer, the downright badass chick we call the fierce one is in the building. Give her a 2020 Vision welcome.
That is beautiful. Wowzers. I did not expect the intro like that. That makes me sound amazing. I appreciate it.
Girl,
long
give
time
me a
no
hug.
See.
Give me a hug. Yes.
Mm-mm. Oh my gosh! I wasn't prepared to even go on air today.
Oh no, you know we gonna talk shit. And we the shit talker herself. Come on.
It's necessary.
Yes.
What's today, been going on, man?
Man, today we gonna find it very necessary. We gonna talk about a little bit about the Grammy nominees, but we really gonna get into relationships and spirituality. So everything is on the table in regards to those subjects. We got how many more TikTok videos?
One more
TikTok video, and then we're going to get this conversation on the road. All right.
Sounds good.
Stop it. You stop. Let his fucking hair go. Oh, y'all so fucking bad. I just bought him the motherfucking Burberry. Stand still so we can take the pictures. He got the Hermes up. Stop it. Y'all so fucking bad, man. Let his Hermes go. Now, you stand right there with your brother. Come here. Oh, whoa, I hate y'all. Sit still for the photographer. God damn. Okay. Hold on, man. God damn.
That's cute.
Those cute little monkeys.
You are badass little monkeys.
I can't stand monkeys. Hell no.
I was watching this show. What was the night that show the other night with that Keelan and Peele made called Nope.
Nope. Yeah.
And about an alien and Kiki Palmer. She was the star in it, and I don't know his name. The other
I
star.
I forgot his name.
But basically, at the beginning of the movie, they talked about a show that came on back in the day, like back in the 80s or whatever.
Everybody loves. What is it? It was like a spinoff of like, I can't think of the name, but it's like Curious George, but it had a chimpanzee.
And it had a real chimpanzee in it,
yeah,
right?
We true just, story.
It's on Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's Peacock.
Tubi.
Was it Tubi?
Tubi, look. Tubi.
Tubi, Peacock.
Tubi.
It was one of them.
And so, yeah, so this chimpanzee, like, he beat everybody down. Like, he went crazy and killed everybody, basically.
Oh, my God.
Except the guy that was telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the girls, but she, her face was, like, obliterated.
We are not supposed to play with those type of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Chimpanzees. Like,
no.
I didn't even know. And I was like, you don't know how strong a chimpanzee is?
Man, a chimpanzee strong as a mug. Super strong. Put your arm off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, but you don't like little monkeys?
I just think they're weird.
Little people with tails. They don't
just
talk.
Weird.
Because they got the brain of a 2-year-old, right?
Yeah, and they're bad as hell. Like, I ain't got time for that. Throw a monkey.
You throw that monkey.
Wrangle them up. Keep the monkeys away.
You know, don't they throw poop at you and all that?
They do anything, don't they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have a monkey. But you know what? My oldest brother had a monkey.
Well, okay, so
my oldest brother, I think he had a spider monkey. Shout out to my brother, dude, Lamar Quincy LeGrand. I think he had a spider monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I never met the monkey. The monkey didn't make it to meeting me. So
he had to put the monkey
down. I don't
down.
Know if he killed him because he had a boa constrictor, too.
I didn't mean it like he killed the monkey.
No, because he had a python, too. So.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yeah,
a monkey
python
and a python.
Yeah, not really a good mix.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah,
yeah,
no. But I've never heard of humans having a monkey, and usually something bad goes happens
when
they
have
a monkey.
Well, Michael Jackson had a monkey. Nothing went bad.
Are you
well,
sure?
You know,
I think something went bad with that.
With
or
Bubbles?
Did it die of old age?
Bubbles? No, Bubbles. Bubbles hung out for a while. I made it through Thriller, Liberian Girl.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, look, remember, what was we going to say? I was going to show the clips, but you know what? I'm just going to say it. Fun thought, fun fact, I was today years old when I found out that the choreography Thriller dance came from the movie The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Go back and watch The Blues Brothers.
Yeah, that's the whole Thriller dance.
And it was when Ray Charles was,
the song that he was singing?
Look at me.
Hey,
Twist.
Was it Twist?
Twist it.
Shake it, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twist that.
Yeah.
Okay. They're doing the Thriller dance. Or they're doing the Twister dance.
Oh, wow.
In the Thriller movie, yeah. He took the whole choreography.
Yeah. Especially when the... what are they called?
Baby,
I want to call them aliens, but they're called...
Zombies.
Zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they... That whole thing.
That's crazy.
I was like, what?
You better learn your history. Man. A lot of things are taken from other places, though. So, you know, if you pay attention to history.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of history, let's talk about these Grammy noms really quick, because I do want to get into the relationship conversation. But let's talk about these Grammy nominees really quickly. And let's go over some of the categories, and we can talk about if we think, who should win? Like, let's do our own little voting amongst the three of us, who we think should win. I'm not going to go through all the categories because there's like a million of them. So I'm going to skip around to some that are more near and dear to my heart. So I'm going to start with, we're starting with Record of the Year. So nominee, Billie Eilish.
Okay.
We got to spit, yeah. then I guess from the motion picture Barbie. And then Boy Genius for Not Strong Enough. And I think that's actually a girl group, Boy Genius.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Genius, that's them.
What song do they sing?
Not Strong Enough.
Okay.
How'd it go?
You know what? And you know what? I don't have the music because if we do start playing the music, then it's not going to show on you. They're going to block my whole shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You use your imagination. And if you're a fan of these people, then you know the song.
It's kind
of
like watching a movie without no sound.
Okay. John Batiste. I think I got the right guy.
I don't know who John Batiste is.
I've heard of the name, but I don't know.
That's him, right?
Song.
Worship? Mm-hmm. His is Worship, for Worship. Then we have Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
Of course.
We know who Miley is.
Yes. Then we have Olivia Rodrigo. I don't know if we have a picture of him. For Vampire. And then we have SZA for Kill Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, she's so beautiful. Okay, then we have Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero. And then we have Victoria Monet. Oh, my mama, I look good. I look
okay.
Good.
Okay.
You can't touch my back.
Oh, she's cute.
Yes,
yeah,
she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Record of the year. Who y'all think going to get it out of all those people? Billie Eilish, Boy Genius, John Batiste, Miley Cyrus, Olivia Rodrigo, SZA, Taylor Swift, or Victoria Monet?
SZA. I think SZA going to get it.
All right.
I was going to say either SZA or Taylor Swift.
Okay. So y'all don't think they're going to let the newcomer come, Victoria Monet?
I would love for her to run that because that song hard.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, she, but.
I don't know if it went hard enough
for her to break into a Grammy like that.
SZA going, though.
SZA going to go?
Yeah.
Probably so. She's catching, like, even the men at this point.
Yeah.
Like, at first, she was just a toxic female. And now she's, I feel like the younger generation, the men, are starting to love her music.
Gravitate towards
her. Yeah, so.
I know they was in love with her hair before she, you know, made it like Brazilian wavy. Before it was just a big, beautiful fro. They loved her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who I would. I don't know. They might mess around and let Taylor Swift win it.
I mean, you know.
But if Taylor Swift don't win it, then. I mean,
because you know, none of us voted, right?
Is it Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, I don't know if they. I was kind of surprised to see her in the lineup because I feel like I haven't heard a lot from her. But then again, have I really ever listened to her music?
Well, I know that Flowers song is everywhere.
Okay.
You don't know that song?
Sing it.
Is she been in the elevator?
I can buy myself flowers.
Oh yeah.
Sign
yeah.
my name in the sand.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a world song.
It's
world
everywhere.
Music,
yeah.
Pop charts. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then she might get that.
Music, she getting played.
It might be
Apple
between
B's.
Her and Taylor Swift.
Yeah. She getting played everywhere.
Okay. It might be. Yeah. Okay.
She made her comeback.
Yeah. Okay, okay, so that's record of the year. Then they have album of the year. Let me see. Let me go down to, I want to go down to best new artist. Go down there. They have Coco Jones. You should be able to find a picture of her really quick.
Coco Jones.
So the first time I seen her was on Bel Air, the new Bel Air that they show on Peacock, and she's Hillary on that show.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, it's good. It's great. It's in its second season. Second season?
I think it's got three seasons. Two seasons. I think it's three seasons of that.
Okay.
It might be on. No, yeah, I think it is three.
It's three seasons?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I'm on the second season, but it's on Peacock. It's really, really good.
Ooh.
It's like it's a whole gangster take on Bel Air. It ain't the funny little hee-hee-hee Will Smith. And the guy that does play Will Smith, he's good. He's a young actor. He does have Will Smith's mannerisms, but it's not even about joking and being funny. But
so it's a dramatic version.
It's very dramatic.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, and like Jeffrey, the butler, he a whole gangster. I mean, for real. He done kill folks.
Yeah, he a henchman.
And him and Phil, they homies. Like, they boys. He just, you know, he kind of just put his boy on like, yeah, I'll let you be the house manager.
Yeah.
But he keep everything together.
Okay.
It's real dope, though. It's real dope. They're dealing with a lot of real issues, real social issues. But anyway, that's where I first saw Coco Jones, and it turns out she was a singer. So I think she goes hard. Gracie Abrams, Fred Again, Ice Spice, Jelly Roll, Noah Kahan, Victoria Monet, The War and Treaty. These are the Best New Artist nominees.
Best New Artist.
Now, I personally would choose Coco Jones or Victoria Monet, but knowing the Grammys, they're probably going to go with somebody like Ice Spice.
Or Jelly Roll.
Or Jelly Roll.
I was thinking Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Just because.
What you think? Are you on your
Okay. I'm doing, you know, the other work that I be doing over here for you. Okay. But I'm listening to the same thing.
You, that's one on your belt. You got that one. I don't know if I'm how long I'm gonna let you have it.
No, but I'm listening to everything that you're saying. But I couldn't say between those. I haven't really listened to those records.
So,
but Jelly Roll
is
dope though.
Ice Spice is.
What song is this she got now? The album. Because I've been hearing a lot about her, but lately I haven't been able to put the song to the artist. I don't know.
We doing so bad. We should have this music, but I mean.
Now, even when I'm listening to music.
I'm not trying to get this half of this show not heard, though. You
okay,
know?
Okay. So, Ice Spice, she sung a song with Cardi B. And remember she was in a video, they collabed in some song and they was wearing pink?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. See, my thing is, because I'm an engineer, I'm listening more to the production and to the track than I am the words of the song and who the artist is. So that's
that.
Probably, I don't really know who the...
Well, that could be a handicap. You got to, you know...
Not really.
You got to listen to vocals, my brother. So who we think? Who we think going to go for Best New Artist?
I can only go for what I know, and that's Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
I think Ice Spice going to win.
Okay. I'm going to go with Ice Spice. Who you think, Tony?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, let's get to this R&B. Let me go all the way down
to
R&B.
We're going to get to the good part.
Best R&B performance. Chris Brown for Summer Too Hot. Coco Jones for ICU. Robert Glasper featuring Sir and Alex Isley, Back to Love. And then SZA for Kill Bill. And then Victoria Monet again, How Does It Make You Feel?
We're going off a performance?
Yes.
I'm going with Chris all day.
When
it comes
like
to performing.
They're
going
to have to give it to him,
yeah,
you know? If Babyface was in it, he would knock everybody out the box. Okay, so.
Yeah, Chris Brown, best performance.
Overall performance?
You know,
They're not those other ones ain't seasoned enough.
You didn't see the last performance he did?
The Michael Jackson tribute?
I don't think that was it, but I don't know if that was it or not, but Rihanna and what's his name was there? Her dude, what's her name?
ASAP
Rocky was there. And Chris Brown was doing so good that Rihanna and ASAP Rocky was doing his moves, doing it in the audience. Like, he did that good. Yeah.
He
turned everyone up.
Okay, so I think we all agree.
Yeah.
Chris Brown going to get it.
All day.
Okay, and then let's go to Best Traditional R&B Performance. Okay, that's why Babyface was on there. Okay. So traditional R&B performance, you know, like, how did Temptations do it? I don't know. Wait, hold on.
Oh, shoot.
Break out the move.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that.
Okay. So, like, a little
traditional.
Classy, classic moves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
You okay?
Look here.
I can't even play it off. I was so trying to play it off. Hollywood be saying, don't just act like shit ain't happening. It's happening.
Take it till you make
it. Okay. It's these long legs, and I like sitting up high. Okay.
Well, you got to be easy. Easy.
Okay. So, all right. Traditional R&B performance. Babyface featuring Coco Jones, Simple. Kenyon Dixon, Lucky. PJ Morton featuring the Susan Carroll, Good Morning. I'm sorry. SZA, Love Language. Victoria Monet featuring Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Hazel Monet, Hollywood. Wow. That's big. That's a big one. And you know, SZA, Victoria Monet, and who else? SZA and Victoria Monet, they just keep coming. Oh, and Coco Jones. They just keep coming up in all categories. So that makes me feel like they want to give all of them one, at least one.
Somewhere, yeah.
Because otherwise than that, somebody's getting snubbed.
Yeah, so it's safe to say everybody's going to get one or Who was that won every last one of them that one year?
Whitney Houston. That's last
Whitney
time I
Houston.
Remember.
Yeah. It could be a Whitney Houston move tonight. Somebody could be walking away with all of them.
Who we think you all? I mean, this was heavy. The Victoria Monet with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Hazel Monet, and it's the song is called Hollywood. But then we have Babyface with Coco Jones. That's you know.
This is not my field.
This is, music is totally your field.
No, no, no. Or should I not say field? I should say where all of those musicians, I have no idea.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Who they are. I mean, I know Babyface and Earth, Wind, and Fire. I know who they are.
So if we had to choose, if we were thinking, okay, Babyface versus Earth, Wind, and Fire, who do you think is putting on the... And that, there,
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
There are some huge performers, though.
Yeah, but Earth, Wind, and Fire, they got banger after banger. Now, Babyface got some too, but he's more of a great writer.
But his performance.
And his performance. I don't know. And all I ever seen Babyface do was in the mic, in the suit. You know what I'm saying? He was in the suit, and he pretty much did the traditional performance, like what you was just doing. Yeah,
and on that white piano, the white grand piano, and working on me.
Yeah.
All of that, you know.
Yeah, he on stage.
I still listen to it today.
Yeah, he said swagging all day. My Auntie Daisy just played it all day.
Come on, choir. Working on me.
Look at me.
You know you want to see your lips is all poked out. Yeah. You want to hear some high notes.
Oh, man. I will never tell.
You'll never live it down. You know your homies watching. Nigga, you was on there.
Bro,
singing.
You can sing? Oh, so you a tenor. Okay. You an alto? All right.
So you going with Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
You're going to go with Babyface?
Ooh, that's a tough one for me, too.
But we eliminated everybody else.
The
reason.
That's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I'm going to have to go with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. I'm going to jump on the bandwagon and go with Earth, Wind, and Fire. I wanted to go with Babyface, but you kind of made me see the light.
Yeah.
So I'm going to jump on the bandwagon and go with Earth, Wind, Victoria Monet featuring Earth, Wind, and Fire and Hazel Monet. Hollywood.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's see. Well, that's our predictions for the moment, you guys. We just wanted to have some fun with it, have our own little, you know, Grammy party here. We're attending a lot of Grammy events this weekend. The Grammys are in L.A. this year. It's lit as always. Sunday, CBS, tune in. There's Grammy parties, pre-parties, during and after, and we're going to be hitting them all as much as we can. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where are we at? Yeah, we got some sponsored commercials we want to show. Show those for us, Tony.
Here we go.
Baby, yeah, I'm turned on and tuned into that frequency. Bring love and light and healing in my energy. Hear a major difference in these minor melodies. And I don't know why you're familiar faces in strange places. They don't ever change. You should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close. I must take no regrets. Making hits is a reflex.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting close. Don't take a second to second guess. Rather high so you know I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting close. I must take no regrets. Making hits is a reflex.
All right, you guys, shout out to one of our sponsors, BP Consulting. It is the consulting firm for the stars, your top elite stars. So if you want some advice in regards to the entertainment industry and your career, go to BP Consultant, very well known for consulting with Universal Records, Rock Nation, the great eight-time Grammy Award-winning Malik Youssef, and many, many more. Jay-Z, Beyonce, many, many more. So BP Consultant is your number one stop shop for music and entertainment. Shout you out, BP. Okay, next. Oh, that's us. That would be us. So what we're doing this year for the new year, 2024, we are offering $50 advertising slots. What do you get with that? You get your flyer put up there for 30 seconds, and you get me talking over the flyer, telling everyone what you are, who you are, and what you do. Or you can pay $100 and get a special commercial video made for your company to be advertised here on the show 2020 Vision, and that would also be a 30-second video. So holla at your girl. And my Cash App is Amira the Songstress, or you can just inbox me for more information. All right. Let's go.
That was that.
Favorite part of the conversation, y'all.
Hello.
Relationships and spirituality.
Fellas, y'all make sure y'all call in and help me out here. I feel like it's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
I feel like it's about to go down.
Do we have any chatters and or callers before I move on?
Let me see over here.
No callers.
Okay.
No callers yet. No chatters yet.
Okay. All right. Let's get it going. I don't know. I didn't have a particular subject. I felt like it was going to flow between us. And I don't know. Pick a topic. Let's talk about relationships. What do you think, the fierce one? What do you think is the thing that's going on between men and women in this day and age? Like, it always seems like there is a little rivalry going on between us as men and women. So what do you think that is?
Oof.
That's wide. I know. It's a wide open.
The rivalry between men and women, huh? Mm-hmm. Man, there's so many ways that, many places you can go with that. Well, maybe it comes from upbringing.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of men these days that are raised by single women mm-hmm. feel like for some reason they're in competition with the woman that they are dating.
Wow, that's deep.
And I'm not really understanding why, but these are just things. I pay attention recently. I've been around a lot of younger men and had their opinions on things and how they view things. And they devalue women a little more, and I don't know if it's because their mothers were – there was more single mothers mm-hmm. coming in where mm-hmm. they were raised mm-hmm. and they were exposed to too much, so they have a different opinion on or view on what women are. Or mm-hmm. So I don't know.
That's deep. I didn't know where that came from. I always talk about that competition between a man and a woman, and especially when the man is – you know, dating the woman, it's like, man, I understand I can have to compete with other women, but to compete with your mate, I'm like, where does that mentality come from? But that's deep what you said. I've never correlated the two.
I mean, this is literally comes from, recently I had gotten back into the dating pool after being married mm-hmm. and in a relationship for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And the last two people that I dated were younger mm-hmm. and were raised by single women, and their views and their take on women were totally diminished.
Wow.
And so that's where that came from. Or, you know, that's just what I took from the lessons that I learned in dealing with those people.
Yeah, I think about, I think about my sons and, you know, my adult sons, and I think about how their viewpoint on women, like, I'll say it, my sons think they're the prize, you know,
yeah.
and then my youngest son, he kind of just doesn't want to be bothered right now. And I'm like, when are you going to get a girlfriend? You know, I'm the opposite. I'm not the mother that's like, don't have a girlfriend. Like, I want you to experience love and a woman, you know. And so when are you going to get a girlfriend? And he doesn't have the time. He's like, I would have to drive too far. If she lives an hour away, I don't want to. And when I get off work. And I
don't want to put nothing in.
Like, no way.
I ain't got time for
these women ain't worth it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused on the bag.
Right.
So, you know,
that's how
it's gas money. She hungry. I don't know how much she eats.
Yeah, you know. And I was a single mother for 13 years before I got married. And so you know, they got both sides of it. You know, mm-hmm. they got to experience me as a single mother, and they also got to experience with a father in the home or a father figure in the home. And one thing I know I tried to do was keep my dating life outside the home. I wasn't one to bring men into the household. And it had to be someone, the man that I met had to be very special to me for me to want to introduce, you know, them to my sons. And I just didn't want my sons to have a bad impression of how a man should be, knowing that there wasn't a father in the household at that time. Knowing that they were going to learn from the people that I brought around, I didn't want them to have a bad impression of what a man should be. Yeah. Like, I wasn't about to have my brother laying on my couch playing video games all day, you know what I mean, yeah. instead of getting up going to work. So you had to really be worth it to even get introduced to my kids. But on the other hand, like, they were in the studio with me all the time, so they were around all my producers, all of my musicians. So they did have male figures, but, you know, they were all in the industry yeah. as well. Yeah.
It makes a difference. Huh?
So I agree with what both of y'all said. Uh-huh. That's part of it.
Okay.
But also, you know, just growing up in St. Louis, it's the neighborhood superstars.
Who's the neighborhood
superstars? The neighborhood superstars. So you got the D-Boys, uh-huh. you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that's the neighborhood superstar. And then you got, you know, if you're talking about high school kids, then you got high school, and then you just got that crowd, period, and whatever music they're listening to at that time.
Okay.
So as far as music, so whatever artist or however they live off, say, I'm a player, I'm pimping, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. all of that type of different shit. You got artists that came out that have apologized from my era, like A-Ball MJG. Mm-hmm. A-Ball MJG came out and apologized for glorifying the downplay of women and the disrespect
okay.
of women and things
good.
Like that.
Good.
So that plays a part in it. It also plays a part in, like, okay, so I'm gonna piggyback on what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what she said was a lot of men have been brought up by single mothers. I said that I agree with that 100%. But it's some of them are brought up around single mothers. And the totally opposite of you, they're gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So these females are gangsters. So you got to understand, these females as gangsters that's in the hood, they got their homegirls that come over and their females come over. And the way they talk to each other is disrespectful. You know, bitch this, bitch that, bitch mm-hmm. hot. Girl and I fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. talking like grown-ass men in this mm-hmm. motherfucker.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? They squat, they scrapping, they you know, some of the gangster females are harder than men. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got that too. So, you know, if a little boy and his mother is his hero, then, you know, he's taking that to his mother. You know what I'm saying? And so you got that aspect. Then you got the other aspect of exactly what she said. Then you got the aspect of what you said. And then there's the aspect of, you know, you just got the sport ass little boy.
Hey, I was gonna okay. say that too.
You know okay. what I'm saying?
A mother's pulling his
kid. Yeah, you know.
So
what
he thinks he's surprised yeah. because mm-hmm. of that, and mm-hmm. he hasn't seen a man show his mother how a man is supposed to be.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And it. Yeah. And I did hear that. You know, and this was recent, like maybe 21, 22. I heard that. You know, too much love, you know, a mother loving their son or, you know, their child too much creates narcissists. And, you know, to me, that hit me hard because I love my babies all,
yeah.
You know, yeah. always had them, you know, I just remember being in the house and sitting on the couch and watching a movie and the four of us sitting there and they all had to be touching me somehow. Somebody, one of them had to sit on my lap. The other one had to hold my hand. The other one had to hold my leg. And we were like, you know, little monkeys just all over each other all the time. And I loved them preciously, you know, and my mom was like, me, you gonna stop spoiling those kids. Me, I used to be thinking, never, why would I stop? You know, cause what y'all call spoil, I call love.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but my boys, as a result, they do think they're the prize, but I didn't know I was doing anything negative to affect their mental.
Yeah.
I thought I was just loving my children the way I would like to be loved.
As we all want to.
Yeah.
We want to covet in our children. So ain't nothing wrong with it. But it is too much, I guess.
Yeah.
There's such a thing as too much.
Yeah. But, come on. Come on.
Okay, so. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with a mother loving her child, but women do tend more to shelter their boys more than they do their females. You know,
there'll be some nasty females out here. I don't want just anything sitting
yeah.
on my son.
Yeah, so you know, and it's the same thing vice versa with dads and their daughters. Dads shelter their daughters more than they do their sons. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You'll see the you know, my sisters growing up, you know, I wish you would touch my sister. You know, you look
yeah.
at her the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a cartwheel and kick the
right.
shit out of you.
Right.
But
too much protection.
It's never too much, but you know, with some, like I said, some. Okay, so what you said as far as the child, the boys thinking they're the predator. So when sometimes when a mother, okay, let me say it like this: the effect that it has on some kids. So see, my mother, she'll fuck something up over you. You feel it?
Yeah.
She's gonna ride around. She's gonna stalk you out. You know what I'm saying? She's gonna put it in your mouth.
He's not exaggerating.
Yeah, she's gonna blow your brains out.
Put that down in your mouth.
Stick it in your mouth. And
yeah.
Wow. You know what I mean? So with that, I see that my mother shows me that, hey, if a woman don't love you this much, she ain't, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
You feel
I understand.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
If she don't love you like this, she gonna ride for you, then she ain't worth you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's how, you know, some of us take it. You know, so I could say I could take it like that. But, you know, growing up, oh, yeah. My mama, you know what you're talking about. She loves me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, I don't, there's nothing wrong with teaching your kids boundaries, teaching your kids what love is and how you should be treated and respected as an individual.
Right.
But, you know, like you said, it's just when it's over the top or too much or you're starting to invade your kids' lives and privacy,
right,
where the point you're running them, and they're allowing that sometimes too, and that's also affecting things in a relationship. So, anyways,
yeah,
add that to it.
I agree with that. I let my mom run my life all the way up until I was like 25. She could boss me around until I was about 25, but it was so funny. I was like, I still let my mama boss me around. But when my mom got sick and she came to live with me, I became the mother, and she became, you know, the daughter. So it kind of evened out at the end.
Yeah.
But as for my sons, it's like I have a live and let live approach as they are adults. I have a live and let live approach. Like I don't – like it's kind of like I don't call my kids call me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and, you know, I have one that calls me every day, you know, DeAndre. You know, he calls me every single day. But I let them, you know, come to me. But if I haven't heard from them in a while, you know, and I get
–
like,
yeah.
Yeah. But I let them – and they've always been pretty open with me. They too much information sometimes. I'm like, okay, I don't –
I think that's great, though.
You know,
I think that's great. I've dealt with, or I've had friends that have felt like they had to hide everything from their parents, and I just thought that was a strange relationship. I've dated someone that's mom literally called 50, like back to back to back all day.
Oh, hell no.
And
she's
I'd be
obsessed.
Like, what the hell is going on?
that's crazy.
I'm like, I've
heard, something else.
You can't have another woman. Like literally everything we do, you got to tell your mom everything. It's your mom's calling every 5 minutes. To see. No, I was like, okay.
No, this is obsession.
Now
y'all
see that, right? That's where the mother thinks the son is her husband.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He was raised by a single mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got all different aspects of that, different perception like that. That pizza right there, I call it a pizza, that perception wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different slice every time you go around.
So I got a question.
Okay.
Do you feel like that will, what do I call it, demasculate a man when they have a mom that's that way?
Yeah. That's a beta man.
Okay.
Look, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's more beta. So he's ideal for some women, you know?
Yeah, but what happens when he gets in a relationship and he chooses a woman that's similar or more more aggressive, and then he feels demasculated in that relationship, which another thing that causes rivalry in a relationship.
Is when the girl tougher than him?
Yeah. I had it before. Damn it, I had it. Little old me.
Shut your ass up.
And y'all talking about each other. Well,
he a whole killer, and he say I'm tougher than him.
Hey, look, okay,
he
so
be demasculating
first,
me.
No, don't demasculate me. It don't demasculate me. It's refreshing. You know what I'm saying? It's refreshing to me.
Yeah.
All right, so so first,
you about to tell our business?
No,
oh, okay.
Let's talk about what you just said. Okay, so you know when a dude meets a girl that's tougher than him, 9 times out of 10, he's gonna run away. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna run away. Either he's gonna get kicked out of the way, or he's gonna get beat out of the way, or he's gonna run away.
Somewhere in there, this weak man is out of here.
Shut your ass up, bro.
So
yeah.
So
anyway, go ahead.
But you got, but then you got individuals like myself. Like, I was a celebrity bodyguard for 20 years. All I did was fight for 20 years, every day, every night. I worked 6 days a week. So,
okay,
you know, that right there, you know, people already, when you're in a dating game with that, like me, I didn't date that much when I was a security because I always thought somebody was trying to set me up. So when you meet a girl, you know, because they said that's how they decide to get you with the female. So anyway, when females meet a bodyguard, an individual who's a celebrity bodyguard and does things of these natures, they're already scared of them. Have you ever killed anybody? Have you been dead? You know what I'm saying? These are the questions that you get asked. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what happened when you met me?
So
you ain't did. You ain't did.
All right. Okay. Oh, that's you right there? It's all right. I should have swung a little bit harder.
Got your best shot.
Oh, that was the best that you can do? Oh, that's what really made world star? Oh, okay, dang, it went all that. It's all good.
I love it.
But, you know, when individuals like myself meet a woman like that, you know, we need that type of, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we need it. Sometimes we can't stand it. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like,
look at him crying out for help because he's in public and the camera's rolling. Yeah.
But in all reality, you know what I'm saying? I would say, you know, that's a good thing because, you know, she's not that type of woman. For an individual like me, is not scared to tell me, hey, you wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to turn up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I say turn up, not rah, 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 but we're going to basically say, oh, this what I said is what I said.
Yeah.
I said what I, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? But then you got somebody like that to make you think about it, and you know, your dumb ass, that's what you're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? So
okay, he appreciates
you. Said you gonna tell, you said you weren't gonna tell him.
No, I'm saying,
what you doing, dancing around?
No, but see, but see okay, so when I just said that's so I converse back and forth with the Holy Spirit too. So you know, Holy Spirit talks to me like, you know, like the way I would talk to somebody in the club is the way that the Holy Spirit talks to me. So your relationship is your relationship. So, you know, you did hear what she said. It was just stupid. You know what I'm saying? So you're like, okay, all right, well, you know. And at first, it's hard for individuals who meet a woman like that to appreciate it because you're like, fuck out of here. You know what you're talking about.
I'm the man.
I be slamming niggas on the collarbone. You know, fuck that. What you talking about? Punch this nigga half last night. What you talking to her? But so, you know. But
you know what I do? Niggas to talk to me like
that. Right.
I don't give no.
And let me tell you, you know what? Shit, y'all over a half an hour. You know, with situations like that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you got a strong woman like that, that's tougher than you, and it's just going to stand on business regardless. Righteousness is what I've always said.
Yeah.
She's going to stand on righteousness all the time. There's no respect for you at that time because you're not standing on the same thing. So, shit, there's no respect for you. So that video we watched earlier, so that made sense when I said it. You weren't here when we watched that video, but and that made sense when he said, you know, your woman can't be everything you want her to be if you're not being everything she needs you to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that makes sense. So a lot of women, like you said, men who are in competition with women, they're in competition for respect, but they don't understand how to get the respect.
Come on. Okay. Say that.
I like it. Yeah.
You doing real good, baby. You doing
because at the end of the day, literally, you will hear them say, I deserve respect.
Yeah. I found myself saying the same thing, like, just disrespectful as a mother. I'm just all kinds of bitches right now.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is, in my head, I would be like, damn, she's just so disrespectful. Like, but what she's saying is, and I told her this when I first met her, I say, you know, when you're saying stuff and you're saying it a certain way, it's not really the tone that I'm listening to. It's the words of your mouth, the words that you're saying that's making sense. That's why I can bypass what my ego is saying is disrespect.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the ego, when I'm making those comments like that, that's the ego talking. You know what I'm saying? That's the, oh, man, you gonna let her talk to you like that?
Yeah.
Go look at yourself in the mirror. Look at how big you is.
Yeah.
You
and that's what I'll be telling you too.
You know
I'll be like, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Does what you saying make sense? Look at yourself. You know.
So, you know.
Yeah, sorry.
He was talking about tone, because that's what my ex-husband used to say to me.
Tone.
It ain't what you're saying, it's how you're saying it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I never really, because I'm always, but I'll be like, I'm not meaning it like that, but listen how you talking to me.
Yeah.
That's fuckboy shit right there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you why it's fuckboy shit. The reason why I say fuckboy shit is because I was in the military for 10 years. So I did 6 years in the Air Force, and I did 4 years in the Army. I was an aircraft mechanic in the Air Force, and I was a combat MP in the Army. I did 2 boot camps. Air Force boot camp was harder. The drill sergeants were harder on us than the Army boot camp sergeants. And they in your face. You know what I'm saying? They in your face. They're yelling it. They're telling you what to do. They're not calling you out to, well, when you first get there, yeah, they fuck your mom and us. But anyway, as you go through as you go through training, they're yelling to you, the directors, what it is for you to do so you can get it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got 6 weeks to get you ready for the real world,
okay,
bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I went in during 9-1-1. We got, so it was 6 weeks? Yeah, my boot camp was only like 6 weeks in the Air Force. And Air Force was 11, something like that. But anyway, they're yelling at you all the time what it is you're supposed to do. All right, walk like this, talk like this, stand like this, keep your chest like this, keep your plant, you know what I'm saying? Fix your gear line, keep it. You know what I'm saying? All of it, they're telling you what to do, but they're yelling at the top of their lungs. By the end of the 6 weeks there, they're just talking to you now. You know what I'm saying? Because they gotta break that mental. You gotta break it. So, you know, it's like Farrakhan said that, you know, it's a woman's job to test a man.
Yeah.
All right, so when she's testing you, to see, you know what I'm saying, when the pressure hits your ass, what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? You're going to be a stand-up, or you're going to fall short?
And let me interject, because, you know, we try to say it nice. Let's keep it real. We try to say it calm and respectful. You don't just come out the box yelling at people.
Right,
going
right.
The elevation of the voice and the when you start to force what you have to say and your point of view, it's usually because someone's not listening to you.
Or it comes out of frustration.
Yeah. And then they're also trying to reject what you're saying profusely while you're trying to say it. And so, especially with a big, strong personality like yourself, you can't just tell him anything sweet or nice. You can't just say it respectful and he gets it. Like he said, he's used to a drill sergeant type of learning and understanding. And whether he likes to admit that or not, that's what he understands. You know, if I say it quiet, you know, and meek, they think you're playing. And then,
with some things, they do.
But then
most people do think that. But then there's sometimes I think if it's the same thing that, and this is from just what I know. I think once a person, anybody, whether it's woman or female, once they say it over and over again, that's a frustration right there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you can't say it. You're not gonna say it nice all the time. You might say it nice the first time, a couple times. But if a motherfucker keep doing the same thing over and over.
And most of the time, not listening.
Yeah.
They don't like to listen.
Mm-hmm.
No. And I always have to remind, like, why do you think you got 2 ears and 1 mouth? Like, that don't mean, like, you probably should just listen more than you talk. And if God has already revealed to you that you're kind of hard-headed and you're stubborn and you haven't been getting some of the lessons that's being put to you over and again, and then he gives you a woman that's loud and talks a lot and saying it all the time, then that might be what you asked for, what you prayed for, what you needed.
And that was the next thing I was just going to say. So Bishop Kelly used to always say, be careful what you pray for. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to get what you pray for. And a lot of us pray for good, strong women. That's the backbone, the foundation. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with my foundation there? Lord, I need some foundation. But we've never experienced that in life. So
we don't even know what it is.
You don't even know what the fuck that is.
And
you
when
ain't
he
never
hit you. You go, oh no, I didn't want that.
You remember? Okay, so I remember in kindergarten they had linoleum floors. You remember linoleum floor?
Yeah.
You know what a linoleum?
Linoleum.
That floor. That's the hardest floor out there. That's why they started. They took in the wood floors and the top. It's the hardest floor. Kids are busting their heads out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's so when you get a foundation like that, a good woman, a righteous, she's never going to bend on that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that she stand on. You know what I'm saying? Evidently, you're asking for this type of woman because you've been around so many wishy-washy women that's going to, oh, he's so fine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he right, you know. You know what I'm saying? That
type or just do anything to keep a man.
Yeah, and that's the worst one. That's the worst. Those are the, from my experience, those are not the best type of women to be with when you're aspiring to evolve in life.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. So, you know, we've talked our butts off all the way down to those, like literally the last couple of minutes. I wanted to hit a little more on spirituality, but I think we got it in. But you know what? You know what we can do? On the last comments, say something, or let's talk about spirituality and relationships, how spirituality actually affects relationships, like whether you're evenly yoked, whether you believe one thing and he believes another. How do you think spirituality affects a relationship? And just let it be your last comment signing out.
To be honest, I feel like spirituality makes or breaks a relationship. Mm-hmm. If you are not equally yoked, you will not have the same views, mm-hmm. visions. Mm-hmm. I've experienced it recently and I never knew it was real.
Okay.
But he had no knowledge of what God was really about or who he was.
Okay.
And I was very aware of what it was. Mm-hmm. So me trying to be the leader or lead him to God mm-hmm. was breaking me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just feel like, yeah, if you know God, if you believe in God, it's very important to make sure your partner is in the same place or position as you, because it's a make or breaker.
You know, and I agree, but it also makes me understand how they say, you know, be an example, because you really can't teach anybody anything. A person has to see you being in your isness, your full essence, and then want to align themselves with that. And they know they have to, you know, get down or lay down. You know what I'm saying? They have to, you know, come with it or not. but it's easier said than done when you're in a relationship with someone, because you know what you moralistically stand on. And if they're not already there, it's like, for me, my patience, my tolerance, mm-hmm. you know. But I thought about this on the way, I was driving late last night and I thought about this. I thought, you know, I felt like I had an inspired thought where I felt like Spirit said, but isn't that your assignment though?
That's what you know what? I had that conversation with myself the other day.
I mean, we're going to call ourselves healers.
Yeah, but I guess the Bible says, to be an example, like he says, don't force it on somebody. But what happens when you're being an example and because of even who you are creates rivalry?
Yeah, they get, that's that competition and that jealousy.
And then it starts to tear you down to where now you ain't walking in the direction you're supposed to be walking in, because what's going on with them is rubbing off on you, and then now you're reacting, and now you ain't even
being who you are.
Yeah.
So that's the
that's what I was going to call, that's what I call getting some on you. And I always give this example. If we're going to call ourselves healers, you think about a doctor, take a doctor, and they always talk about bedside manner. And it's because sometimes doctors are a little more blatant and sometimes come off rude. It's like, well, how do you act like that? Because they're trying not to get none on them. When they go into surgery, they have their, you know, their smocks on, their mask, their hat, their gloves, all of these things on, because they're the healer. They're here to heal the disease, not take part in it and not, you know, and not get some of that disease on them. So you don't see them going out to lunch and dinner with their patients. You know, you don't see them wiping their, you know, marrying their patients. What they're doing is giving them the antidote, and you go on somewhere and take it, you know, mm-hmm. do what you got to do. They love to see you coming because that's, they're living in their purpose. Every time someone that's sick walks into the door, they're living in their purpose. That's what they're attracted to. They're attracted to that purpose, but they don't get it confused. Just because they're attracted to that purpose doesn't mean that they're supposed to be in a relationship with that person. Mm. That person is sick.
Yeah.
And you were maybe assigned to that sick person, mm-hmm. but you weren't supposed to get none on you.
Right.
And that's how I see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any last comments that we can get out of here?
You pretty much hit it on the nose with that. But as far as you said, when y'all said about relationships, if you're not equally yoked, you pretty much, like we said, we all have free will. You have free will who you want to jump in there with you know, if you're not, some you do have relationships where some, the other individual are more spiritually inclined than the other. You know, there's where the patience come in. You know, if you're going to have patience with it, do you love this person that have the patience for them to get to? And just like you said in the Bible, but then in the Quran, it says, you know, you don't marry until you both are on the same spiritual. And that's whatever. That's not just Muslim. That's not just Christian. So if two Christians are together or a Christian and a Muslim get together, one of them has to denounce the other, you know what I'm saying, or choose or follow, or even if there's an individual that's just pure spirituality and their Christianity, they're going to have to release that, because the religion is a boundary. You know, religion puts you in a box, you know what I'm saying? So you'll meet individuals who are spiritually inclined, have learned everything through spirit, not by what man has been taught. Because, you know, any religion that you lose, that you learn, it's been taught by another man. So you're still becoming wise, but you're becoming wise off of another man's thought process. So if you're going to be spiritually wise, then you want to learn how to listen completely to the spirit, because they're going to claim that they got it from the spirit, and they did, but they're also translating it into their own perception. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it'll line up, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, there are some individuals who are completely spiritually inclined. Like, I mean, she's spiritually inclined, you know, a lot of things that she's taught me and opened my eyes to, she knew it, you know what I'm saying? And it'll be something different. It'll be exactly what I've learned, but in a different way. I've been told mm-hmm. in a different way. You know, words are spells, and words, they have all different synonymous and antonymous reason, definitions. So there's a lot of ambiguity in there. So, you know, that causes confusion too, when sometimes you're saying the same thing, but because I'm saying it another way, because I was taught by the person who taught them, they're tricking and they're trying to, they want the money. Give me the money. You know what I'm saying? So you also get that blessing. It's a blessing in disguise to some people. And some people, they don't come to the realization that it's a blessing, because they held on to that, whatever it is they brought up on. You know, the first thing the spirit ever told me when I pray for wisdom and discernment. You have to first unlearn what you have learned.
Mm-hmm.
You make sense? Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yep. I think we went through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, you guys, wait, hold on. Let me see. Okay. Handles. Fierce One, tell them where they can find you.
I am on Instagram at @TheFierce_and1, just one. And then Tamara, may you everywhere else.
All right. All right. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This has been beautiful.
Yeah, nice reunion, you know, almost to the date. Nice reunion. You got to, you know, come back more and more and more. We like getting into these talks. You know, we love interviewing the people and everything, but sometimes we can just come on here and be ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's perfect, you know. So thanks for coming, hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Always. Handles?
At Chief Louis Bag, the guy. You got to
say the God.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes. Well, iTunes and Spotify coming back. I'm going to upload some new stuff on here. So,
okay. Yeah. Some new songs? Some new music?
Some new music, hopefully featuring the beautiful Amira the Songstress.
Mm. We'll see how you act.
Maybe, guys. Maybe.
All right, you guys, this has been another episode of 2020 Vision, and the message is what it always is, love, life, and light. And so whether you're out there getting ready to win a Grammy, or maybe it's your first time winning a Grammy, or maybe it's your third or fourth time winning a Grammy, you have expressed yourself in the universe to a point where we can all love and appreciate and take participation in what you have set forth. That's what thy will be done actually means. As far as relationships, just keep loving each other. That's the only way. Love each other through it. Not saying putting up with mess or tossing your pearls to swine, but try to do everything in love. And that's a lesson that I'm saying to myself, because sometimes, but, you know, just try to do everything in love. You can find me at Amira the Songstress on any place you like to listen, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, or you can find me at Amira the Songstress at any place you like to look, like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And remember, stay focused.
No regrets, no regrets, no regrets.
Let me fix my crown,
baby.
Like domino, yeah, it's going down.
My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound.
And I don't know why
you, like a red light that don't ever change.
And you should know why
I'm merging to the other
get it.